Behold, what manner of love June 29. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. It is from the Father's heart that the streams of divine compassion, manifest in Christ, flow out to the children of men. God permitted His beloved Son, full of grace and truth, to come from a world of indescribable glory, to a world marred and blighted with sin, darkened with the shadow of death and the curse. He permitted Him to leave the bosom of His love, the adoration of the angels, to suffer shame, insult, humiliation, hatred, and death. It was the burden of sin, the sense of its terrible enormity, of its separation of the soul from God, it was this that broke the heart of the Son of God. God suffered with His Son. In the agony of Gethsemane, the death of Calvary, the heart of infinite love paid the price of our redemption. Nothing less than the infinite sacrifice made by Christ in behalf of fallen man could express the Father's love to lost humanity. The price paid for our redemption, the infinite sacrifice of our Heavenly Father in giving His Son to die for us, should give us exalted conceptions of what we may become through Christ. As the inspired Apostle John beheld the height, the depth, the breadth of the Father's love toward the perishing race, he was filled with adoration and reverence, and, failing to find suitable language in which to express the greatness and tenderness of this love, he called upon the world to behold it. What a value this places upon man! Through transgression, the sons of man become subjects of Satan. Through faith in the atoning sacrifice of Christ, the sons of Adam may become the sons of God. By assuming human nature, Christ elevates humanity. Fallen men are placed where, through connection with Christ, they may indeed become worthy of the name, sons of God. Such love is without a parallel. Children of the Heavenly King. Precious promise. Theme of the most profound meditation. The matchless love of God for a world that did not love Him.